The Number Concept, Its Origin and Development, by Levi Leonard Conant, Ph.D. Chapter 5. Miscellaneous Number Bases. In the development and extension of any series of numbers into a systematic arrangement to which the term system may be applied, the first and most indispensable step is the selection of some number which is to serve as a base. When the savage begins the process of counting, he invents, one after another, names with which to designate the successive steps of his numerical journey. At first, there is no attempt at definiteness in the description he gives of any considerable number. If he cannot show what he means by the use of his fingers, or perhaps by the fingers of a single hand, he unhesitatingly passes it by, calling it many, heap, innumerable, as many as the leaves on the trees, or something else equally expressive and equally indefinite. But the time comes at last when a greater degree of exactness is required. Perhaps the number 11 is to be indicated, and indicated precisely. A fresh mental effort is required of the ignorant child of nature, and the result is all the fingers and one more. Both hands and one more, one on another count, or some equivalent circumlocution. If he has an independent word for 10, the result will be simply 10 plus 1. When this step has been taken, the base is established. The savage has, with an entire unconscious, made all his subsequent progress dependent upon the number 10. Or, in other words, he has established 10 as the base of his number system. The process just indicated may be gone through with at 5 or at 20, thus giving us a quinary or vigesimal, or more probably a mixed system. And in rare instances, some other number may serve as the point of departure from a single into compound numeral terms. But the general idea is always the same, and only the details of formation are bound to differ. Without the establishment of some base, any system of numbers is impossible. The savage has no means of keeping track his count unless he can at each step refer himself to some well-defined milestone in his course. If, as it has been pointed out in the foregoing chapters, confusion results whenever an attempt is made to count any number which carries him above 10, it must at once appear that progress beyond that point will be rendered many times more difficult, if it not worth for that fact that at each new step he has only to indicate the distance he has progressed beyond his base, and not the distance from his original starting point. Some idea may, perhaps, be gained of the nature of this difficulty by imagining the numbers of our ordinary scale to be represented, each one by a single symbol different from that used to denote any other number. How long would it take the average intellect to master even the first 50, so that each number could without hesitation be indicated by its appropriate symbol? After the first 50 were once mastered, what of the next 50, and the next, and so on? The acquisition of a scale for which we had no other means of expression than the just described would be a matter of the extremest difficulty, and could never, save in the most exceptional circumstances, progress beyond the attainment of a limit of a few hundred. If the various numbers in question were designated by words instead of by symbols, the difficulty of the task would be still further increased. Hence, the establishment of some number as the base is not only a matter of the very highest convenience, but of absolute necessity, if any save the first few numbers are to be ever used. In the selection of a base, a number from which he makes a fresh start, and to which he refers the next steps in his count, the savage simply follows the nature which he chooses 10, or perhaps 5, or 20. But it is a matter of the greatest interest to find that other numbers have, in exceptional cases, been used for this purpose. 2 centuries ago, the distinguished philosopher and mathematician Leibniz proposed a binary system of numeration. The only symbols needed in such a system would be 0 and 1. The number which now symbolized by the figure 2 would be represented by 10, while 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, etc., would appear in the binary notation as 1, 1, 1, 0, 0, 1, 0, 1, 1, 1, 0, 1, 1, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, etc. The difficulty with such a system is that it rapidly grows cumbersome, requiring the use of so many fingers for indicating any number. But Leibniz found that in the representation of all numbers by means of two digits 0 and 1, a fitting symbolization of the creation out of chaos or nothing of the entire universe by the power of the deity. In commemoration of this invention, a medal was struck bearing on the obverse the words Numero dos impari gaudet, and on the reverse Omnibus ex nihilio desundis sufficit unum. This curious system seems to have been regarded with the greatest affection by its inventor, who used every endeavor in his power to bring it to the notice of scholars and to urge its claims. But it appears to have been received with entire indifference and to have been regarded merely as a mathematical curiosity. Unknown to Leibniz, however, a binary method of counting actually existed during that age, and it is only at the present time that it is becoming extinct. In Australia, the continent that is unique in its flora, its fauna, and its general topography, we also find this anomaly among methods of counting. The natives, who are to be classed among the lowest and least intelligent of the aboriginal races of the world, have number systems of the most rudimentary nature and evince a decided tendency to count by twos. This peculiarity, which to some extent shared by the Tasmanians, the Island tribes of the Torres Straits, and the aboriginal races of that region, has by some writers been regarded as peculiar to their part of the world, as though a binary number system were not to be found elsewhere. This attempt to make out of the rude and unusual method counting which obtained among the Australians a racial characteristic is hardly justified by fuller investigation. Binary number systems, which are given in full on another page, are found in South America. Some of the Dravidian scales are binary, and the marked preference, not infrequently observed among savage races, for counting by pairs is in itself a submission refutation of this theory. Still, it is an unquestionable fact that this binary tendency is more pronounced among the Australians than among any other extensive number of kindred races. They seldom count in words above four, and almost never as high as seven. One of the most careful observers among them expresses his doubt as to the native's ability to discover the loss of two pins, if he were first shown seven pins in a row, then two were removed without his knowledge. But he believes that if a single pin were removed from the seven, the blackfellow would become conscious of its loss. This is due to the habit of counting by pairs, which enables him to discover whether any number within reasonable limit is odd or even. Some of the Negro tribes of Africa and of the Indian tribes of America have the same habit. Progression by pairs may seem to some tribes as natural as progression by single units. It certainly is not at all rare, and in Australia its influence on spoken number systems is most apparent. Any number system which passes the limit 10 is reasonably sure to have either a quinary, a decimal, or a vegesimal structure. A binary scale could, as it is developed in primitive languages, hardly extend to 20 or even to 10 without becoming exceedingly cumbersome. A binary scale inevitably suggests a wretchedly low degree of mental development, which stands in the way of formation of any number scale worthy to be dignified by the name of system. Take, for example, one of the dialects found among the western tribes of the Torres Straits, where in general, but two numerals are found to exist. In this dialect, the method of counting is 1. Urapon, 2. Okosa, 3. Okosa Urapon, 2-1, 4. Okosa Okosa, 2-2, 5. Okosa Okosa Urapon, 2-2-1, 6. Okosa Okosa Okosa. Anything above 6 they call ras, a lot. For the sake of uniformity, we may speak of this as a system, but in so doing, we give to the legitimate meaning of the word a severe strain. The customs and modes of life of these people are not such as to require the use of any, save the scanty list of numbers given above, and their mental poverty prompts them to call 3 the first number above a single pair, 2-1, in the same way 4 and 6 are respectively 2 and 3 pairs, while 5 is one more than 2 pairs. 5 objects, however, they sometimes denote by Yurapoin Gintal, one hand. A precisely similar condition is found to prevail respecting the arithmetic of all the Australian tribes. In some cases, only 2 numerals are found, and in another 3, but a very great number of native languages of that continent, the count proceeds by pairs, and indeed, if it proceeds at all. Hence, we at once reject the theory that Australian arithmetic, or Australian counting, is essentially peculiar. It is simply a legitimate result, such as might be looked for in any part of the world, of the barbarism in which the races of that quarter of the world were sunk, and in which way they were content to live. The following examples of Australian and Tasmanian number systems show how scanty was the numerical ability possessed by these tribes, and illustrate fully their tendency to count by twos or pairs. Murray River. 1. Ania. 2. Pachival. 3. Pachival Ania. 2-1, 4, Pachival, Pachival, 2-2. The Maruyo, 1, Nuki, 2, Barcolo, 3, Barcolo, Nuki, 2-1, 4, Barcolo, Barcolo, 2-2. Le Capuramana. 1. De Gurna. 2. Mondru. 3. Borkulu. 4. Mondru. 2-2. Mort Nuyular. 1. Gambaden. 2. Benjaru. 3. Benjaru Gamnel. 2-1. 4. Benjaruvar Benjaru. 2+2. Wimira. 1. Kiap. 2. Pullet. 3. Pullet Kiap. 2-1. 4. Pullet. 2-2. Popambe. 1. Motu. 2. Lawatbari. 3. Lawatbari Motu. 2-1. Kemaloroi. 1. Mal. 2. Bular. 3. Kulibab. 4. Bular. 2-2. 5. Bulagaliba. 2-3. 6. Guliba. 3-3. Port Essington. 1. Irad. 2. Nagarik. 3. Naragariki Elarad. 2-1. 4. Nagarik. 2-2. Warego. 1. Tarlina. 2. Barcalo. 3. Tarlina Barcalo. 1-2. Cracker Island. 1. Roca. 2. Arailik. 3. Arailik y Roca. 2-1. Warrior Island. 1. Warapu. 2. Okasara. 3. Okasara Waraparu. 2-1. 4. Okasara. 2-2. Dipple. 1. Kalim. 2. Buller. 3. Bopa. 4. Bulagira Buller. 2+2. 5. Bulagira Bulakalim. 2+2+1. Fraser's Island. 1. Kalim. 2. Bula. 3. Gorbunda. 4. Bula. 2-2. Morton's Bay. 1. Kunner. 2. Bodilla. 3. Mudan. 4. Bodilla Bordelou. 2-2. Encounter Bay. 1. Yamalitnye. 2. Ningink. 3. Nepaldur. 4. Kuko. 2-2 or pair. 5. Kuko Ki. 2-2-1. 6. Kuko. 2-2-2. 7. Kuko Ki. Edelang. 1. Kuma. 2. Perlet or Bula. 3. Mokyut. 4. Yurabula. Pair 2. 5. Yurabula Kuma. Pair 2-1. 6. Yurabula Perlete. Pair 2-2. Viradori. 1. Numbai. 2. Bula. 3. Bula Numbai. 2-1. 4. Bungu. Many. 5. Bungu Gilan. Very many. Witty. 1. More. 2. Bular. 3. Belar More. 2-1. 4. Bular. 2-2. 5. Mangun Bala. 6. Mangun. Cooper's Creek. 1. Guna. 2. Barkula. 3. Barkula Guna. 2-1. 4. Barkula. 2-2. Bork Darling River. 1. Nicha. 2. Bula. 3. Bula Nicha. 2-1. 4. Bula. 2-2. Murray River, Northwest Bend. 1. Mata. 2. Rankul. 3. Rankul Mata. 2-1. 4. Rankul. 2-2. Yitha. 1. Mo. 2. Thral. 3. Thral Mo. 2-1. 4. Thral. 2-2. Port Darwin. 1. Kulaguk. 2. Kalitikalik. 3. Kalitikalik kuliguk, 2-1. 4. Kalitikalik kalitikalik, 2-2. Champion Bay, 1. Kutia, 2. Wuthira, 3. Wuthira Kutia, 2-1. 4. Wuthira Wuthira, 2-2. Beliando River, 1. Wugin, 2. Bularu, 3. Bulari Wugun, 2-1. 4. Bularu, Bularu, 2-2. Warega River, 1. Onkera, 2. Poludi, 3. Poludi Onkera, 2-1. 4. Poludi Poludi, 2-2. Richmond River, 1. Yabra, 2. Borora, 3. Borora Yabra, 2-1. 4. Borora Borora, 2-2. Port Maguire, 1. Warkul, 2. Blarvel, 3. Blarvel Warkul, 2-1. 4. Blarvel Blarvel, 2-2. Hill End, 1. Miko, 2. Bulugut, 3. Bulugut Miko, 2-1. 4. Bulugut Bulugut, 2-2. Morero, 1. Bor, 2. Wahala, Blala, 3. Blala Bor, 2-1. 4. Wahala Wahala. Gone Station, 1. Carp, 2. Pelej, 3. Pelej Carp, 2-1. 4. Pelej Pelej, 2-2. Upper Yara, 1. Cambo, 2. Benjero, 3. Benjero Cambo, 2-1. 4. Benjero on Benjero, 2-2. Omio, 1. Bore, 2. Wakolala, 3. Wakolala Bore, 2-1. 4. Wakolala Wakolala, 2-2. Snowy River, 1. Kutuk, 2. Bulong, 3. Bulung Katha Kutuk, 2 plus 1. 4. Bulum Katha Bulum, 2 plus 2. Nagari Moro, 1. Warringen, 2. Platir, 3. Platir Warringen, 2-1. 4. Platir Platir, 2-2. This Australian list might be greatly extended, but the scales selected may be taken as representative examples of Australian binary scales. Nearly all of them show a structure too clearly marked to require comment. In a few cases, however, the systems are to be regarded rather as showing a trace of binary structure than as perfect examples of counting by twos. Examples of this nature are especially numerous in Kerr's extensive list, the most complete collection of Australian vocabularies ever made. A few binary scales have been found in South America, but they show no important variation on the Australian system cited above. The only ones I have been able to collect are the following. Bacareri, 1. Tokalole, 2. Asage, 3. Asage Tokolo, 2-1. 4. Asage Asage, 2-2. Zapara, 1. Nukwakwi, 2. Namaskinikwi, 3. Haimikumarachi, 4. Namaskinikwi Kara Mitaka, 2 plus 2. 5. Namaskinikwi Kara Meitaka Nukwakwi, 2 players plus 1. 6. Haimakumaraki Karamastastika, 3 pairs. Appendages, 1. Puchi, 2. Atkrodu, 3. Akrodu Pish, 2-1. 4. Agonatar Akorogu, 2-2. Kotokso, 1. Ehueto, 2. Ize, 3. Ize te hueto, 2-1. 4. Ize te sise, 2-2. 5. Ize te sise hu, 2-2-1. Mabeya, 1. Unainaitgui, 2. Iniguata, 3. Iniguata Dugani, 2 over. 4. Iniguata Drenini Guata, 2-2. 5. Oguidi, many. Tama, 1. Teo, 2. Keapa, 3. Choteo, 2+1. 4. Keaparia, 2 again. 5. Kea Jininte, hand. Kuritu, 1. Tuchiedu, 2. Ap Adju, 3. Areu, 4. Apedi Ai, 2+2, 5. Chumba. If the existence of number systems like the above are to be accounted for simply on the ground of low civilization, one might reasonably expect to find ternary and quaternary systems as well as binary. Such scales actually exist, though in not such numbers as the binary. An example of the former is the Batoya scale, which runs thus. 1. Idoyoyoi. 2. Idoi, another. 3. Ibutu, beyond. 4. Ibutu Idoyoyoi, beyond 1, or 3-1. 5. Urumosko, hand. The Kamalarari scale, given as an example of binary formation, is partly ternary, and its word for 6, guluba guluba, 3-3, is purely ternary. An occasional ternary trace is also found in a number system otherwise decimal or quinary vegesimal, as the Dukulnutul, 2nd 3 of the Haida Indians of British Columbia. The Karens of India, in a system otherwise strictly decimal, exhibit the following binary, ternary, quaternary vagarity. 6. Thendo, 3 × 2. 7. Thendota, 3 × 2−1. 8. Luito, 4 × 2. 9. Luitota, 4 × 2−1. In the Woka dialect found on the Burnett River, Australia, a single ternary number is found thus. 1. Karbun, 2. Wambura, 3. Kromunda, 4. Kromunda Karbun, 3-1. Instances of quaternary numeration are less rare than those of ternary, and there is no reason to believe that this method of counting has been practiced more extensively than any other, except the binary and the three other natural methods, the quinary, the decimal, and the vigesimal. The number of fingers on one hand excluding the thumb, 4, possibly, there have been tribes among which counting by fours rose as a legitimate, although unusual, result of finger counting, just as there are now and then individuals who count on their fingers with the forefinger as a starting point, but no such practice has ever been observed among savages. Such theorizing is the merest guesswork. Still, a definite tendency to count by fours is sometimes met with, whatever be its origin. Quaternary traces are reportedly to be found among the Indian languages of British Columbia. In describing the Columbians, Bancroft says, "Systems of numeration are simple, proceeding by four, fives, or tens, according to the different languages. The same preferences for four is said to have existed in its primitive times in the languages of Central Asia, and that his form of numeration, resulting in scores of 14 and 64, was developed of finger counting. In the Hawaiian and a few other languages of the islands of the Central Pacific, where in general the number systems employed are decimal, we find a most interesting case of the development within number scales already well established of both binary and quaternary systems. Their origin seems to have been perfectly natural, but the systems themselves must have been perfected very slowly. In Tahitian, Rarotongan, Margenveden, and other dialects found in the neighboring islands of those southern latitudes, certain of the higher units, Tekto, Rao, Mano, which originally signified 10 and 100, 1,000, have become doubled in value and now stand for 20, 200, 2,000. In Hawaiian and other dialects, they have been again doubled, and there they stand for 40, 400, and 4,000. In the Marquesas group, both forms are found, the former in the southern, the latter in the northern, part of the archipelago. And it seems probable that one or both of these methods of numeration are scattered somewhat widely throughout that region. The origin of these methods is probably to found in the fact that, after the migration of the west towards the east, nearly all the objects the natives would ever count in any great numbers were small, as yams, coconuts, fish, etc., and would be most conveniently counted by pairs. Hence the native, as he counted one pair, two pairs, might readily say one, two, and so on, omitting the word pair altogether, having much more frequent occasion to employ the secondary than the primary meaning of his numerals. The native would easily allow the original significations to fall in disuse, and in the lapse of time to be entirely forgotten. With a subsequent migration to the northward, a second duplication might take place, and so produce the singular effect of giving to the same numeral word three different meanings in three different parts of Oceania. To illustrate the former a binary method of numeration, the Tahotuan, one of the southern dialects of the Marquess group, may be employed. Here the ordinary numerals are 1. Tahi, 10. Onohu, 20. Takao, 200. Au, 2,000. Mano, 20,000. Tini, 200,000. Tufa, 2 million. Pohi. In counting fish and all kinds of fruit, except breadfruit, the scale begins with tona, pear, and then omitting onohu, they employ the same words again, but in a modified sense. Takao becomes 10, au 100, etc. But as the word pear is understood in each case, the value is the same as before. The table formed on this basis would be 2 units, 1 tauna, 2, 10 units, 1 takao, 20, 10 takao, 1 au, 200, 10 au, 1 mano, 2,000, 10 mano, 1 tini, 20,000, 10 tini, 1 tufa, 200,000, 10 tufa, 1 pohi, 2 million. For counting breadfruit, they use pona, not as their unit, breadfruit usually being tied up in knots of four. The cow now takes its third signification. 40 becomes the base of their breadfruit system, so to speak. For some unknown reason, the next unit, 400, is expressed by tau au, while au is, which is the second term that would regularly stand for that number, hence by a second duplication comes to signify 800. The next unit, mano, has in a similar manner been twisted out of its original sense, and in counting breadfruit is made to serve for 8,000. In the northern or Lukahivian islands, the decimal quaternary system is more regular. It is the counting of breadfruit only. 4 breadfruits equals 1 pona, 4. 10 pona equal 1 toha, 40. 10 toha equal 1 au, 400. 10 au equals 1 mano, 4,000. 10 mano equals 1 tini, 40,000. 10 tini equals 1 tufa, 400,000. 10 tufa equals 1 pohi, 4 million. In the Hawaiian dialect, this scale is, with slight modification, the universal scale, used not only in counting breadfruit, but any other objects as well. The result is a complete decimal quaternary system, such as it is found nowhere else in the world except in this and a few other neighboring dialects of the Pacific. This scale, which is almost identical with the Nukuvian, is 4 units, 1 ha, or tuana, 4. 10 tuana equals 1 tanaha, 40. 10 tanaha equals 1 lao, 400. 10 lao equals 1 mano, 4,000. 10 mano equals 1 tini, 40,000. 10 tini equals 1 lihu, 400,000. The quaternary element thus introduced has modified the entire structure of the Hawaiian number system. 50 is tahana mita umi, 40 plus 10. 76 is 40 plus 20 plus 10 plus 6. 100 is wa tahana ma tukau, 2 times 40 plus 10. 200 is lima tanasha, 5 times 40. And 864,895 is 2 times 400,000 plus 40,000 plus 6 times 4,000 plus 2 times 4,000 plus 2 times 40 plus 10 plus 5. Such examples show that the secondary influence entering and incorporating itself as part of a well-developed decimal system has radically changed it by the establishment of 4 as the primary number base. The role of which 10 now plays is peculiar in the natural formation of the quaternary scales. New units would be introduced at 16, 64, 256, etc., that is, at the square, the cube, and each successive power of the base. But instead of this, the new units are introduced at 10 times 4, 100 times 4, 1,000 times 4, etc., at the products of 4 by each successive power of the old base. This leaves the scale a decimal scale still, even while it may justly be called quaternary, and produces one of the most singular and interesting instances of a number system formation that has ever been observed. In this connection, it is worth noting that these specific island number scales have been developed to very high limits, in some cases into the millions. The numerals for these large numbers do not seem in any way indefinite, but rather to convey the mind of a native as an idea as clear as can well be conveyed by numbers of such magnitude. Beyond the limits given, the islanders have indefinite expressions, but as far as can be ascertained, these are only to use when the limits given or above have actually been passed. To quote one more example, Hervey Islanders, who have a binary decimal scale, count as follows. 5 kaviri, bunches of coconuts. 1 takao, 20. 10 takao equals 1 rau, 200. 10 rao equals 1 mano, 2,000. 10 mano equals 1 kyu, 20,000. 10 kyu equal 1 tini, 200,000. Anything above this they speak of in an uncertain way as mano mano or tini tini, which may perhaps be paralleled our English phrases myriads upon myriads and millions of millions. It is the most remarkable that the same quarter of the globe should present us with the stunted number sense of an Australian's, and side by side with it, so extended an intelligent appreciation of numerical values that possessed many of the lesser tribes of Polynesia. The Luli of Paraguay show a decided preference for the base 4. This preference gives way only when they reach the number 10, which is an ordinary digit numeral. All numbers above that point belong rather to a decimal than a quaternary numeration. Their numerals are 1. Alapia, 2. Tamop, 3. Tamlip, 4. Lokip, 5. Lokip mole alapia, 4 with 1, or is alapa, hand 1. 6. Lokip mole tamwap, 4 with 2. 7. Lokip mole tamlip, 4 with 3. 8. Lokip mole lokip, 4 with 4. 9. Lokep moile lokep alapia, 4 with 4, 1. 10 is yaum, all the fingers of the hand. 11 is yaum moile alapia, all of the fingers of the hand with 1. 20 is elu yaum, all the fingers of the hand and foot. 30 is elu yaum moile is yaum, all the fingers of the hand and the foot with the fingers of the hand. Still another instance of quaternary counting, this time carrying with it a suggestion of binary influences furnished by the Mokobi of the Parana region. Their scale is exceedingly rude, and they use their fingers and toes almost exclusively in counting, only using their spoken numerals when, for any reason, they wish to dispense with the aid of their hands and their feet. Their first 8 numerals are 1. Inichieda, 2. Inabaka, 3. Inabakao keini, 2 above, 4. Inagabakao kineba, 2 above 2, or Nato Latata. 5. Inibiako kanibaba initia, 2 above 2, 1, or Nato Lata initida, 4, 1. 6. Nato Latata inibeka, 4, 2. 7. Nato Lata inibioka kaini, 4, 2 above. 8. Natolata Natolata, 4-4. There's probably no recorded instance of a number system formed on 6, 7, 8, or 9 as a base. No natural reason exists for a choice of any of these numbers for such a purpose, and it is hardly conceivable that any race should proceed beyond the unintelligent binary or quaternary stage, and then begin on the formation of a scale for counting with any other base than one of three natural bases, to which allusion has already been made. Now and then, some anomalous fragment is found embedded in an otherwise regular system, which carries us back to the time when the savage was groping his way onward in an attempt to give expression to some number greater than any he had ever used before. And now and then, one of these fragments is such as to lead us to the borderland of what might have been, and to cause us to speculate on the possibility of so great a numerical curiosity as a scenary or a sepentary scale. The Bretons call 18 Trowich 3-6, but otherwise their language contains no hint of counting by sixes, and we are left at perfect liberty to theorize at will on the existence of so unusual a number word. Pott remarks that the Bolans of Western Africa appear to make some use of six as their number base, but their system, taken as a whole, is really a quaternary decimal. The language of the Sundas, or mountaineers of Java, contain traces of scenery counting. The Akwa words for 7 and 8, Pagu and Painu, appear to mean 6 and 1 and 7 and 1, respectively. And the same is true of the corresponding Tambi words Pagao and Panjo. The Wachi tribe calls 6 Andi and 7 Andiri, which probably means 6-1. These words are to be regarded as accidental variations on the ordinary laws of formation, and are no more significant of a desire to count by sixes than is the Wallachian term Dumao, which expresses 18 as 2-9. Indicates the existence of a scale of 9, which is the base. The remarkably interesting number system that is exhibited by the Skeeto tribe of Central Africa, who possess an extensive quaternary vegesimal scale containing one binary and three scenery compounds. The first 10 words of the singular scale, which has already been quoted, are 1. Kumi, 2. Wow, 3. Nyupa, 4. Walwal, 2-2. 5. Matasip, fingers of one hand. 6. Matotkebi. 7. Matotkebi Purakumi, 6 plus 1. 8. Matotkebi Purawal, 6 plus 2. 9. Matotkebi Puraniepa, 6 plus 3. 10. Matawal slip, fingers of the second hand. In passing from 6 to 7, this tribe also has varied the most universal law of progression and called 7, 6, 1. Their 8 and 9 are formed in a similar manner, but at 10 the ordinary method is resumed and is continued from that point onward. Few number systems contain as many as 3 numerals, which are associated with 6 as their base. In nearly all instances, we find such numerals singly, or at most in pairs, and in the structure of any system as a whole, they are of no importance whatsoever. For example, in the Pawnee, a pure decimal scale, we find the following odd sequence. 6. Shishkabish. 7. Ptush Shishkabish. 2-6, i.e. 2-D-6. 8. Tuwetshabish. 3-6, i.e. 3-D-6. 9. Lokshirawa, 10-1. In the Uyanuma scale, the expressions for 7 and 8 are obviously referred to 6, though the meaning of 7 is not given, and it's impossible to guess what it really does signify. The numerals in question are 6, Aira Itagapi, 7, Aira Itagapi Harubigani Epeka Peka Kipsi, 8, Aira etagapi machahama, 6 plus 2. In the dialect of the Mili tribe, a single trace of Sinari counting appears, as in the numerals given below show. 6. Diljiji. 7. Diljiji mi djun. 6 plus 1. Finally, in the numerals used by the natives of the Marshall Islands, the following curiously irregular sequence also contains a single Sinari number. 6. Filthino, 3 plus 3. 7. Filthithum Thuon, 6 plus 1. 8. Rauliktok, 10-2. 9. Rathim Thuon, 10-2, plus 1. Many years ago, a statement appeared which at once attracted attention and awakened curiosity. It was to the effect that the Maoris, the aboriginal inhabitants of New Zealand, used as the basis of their numeral system the number 11, and that the system was quite extensively developed, having simple words for 121 and 1,331, i.e. for the square and cube of 11. No apparent reason existed for this anomaly, and the Maori scale was for a long time looked upon as something quite exceptional and outside all ordinary rules of number system formation. But a closer and more accurate knowledge of the Maori language and customs served to correct the mistake, and to show that the system was a simple decimal system, and that the error arose from the following habit sometimes. When counting a number of objects, the Maoris would put aside one to represent each 10, and those set aside would afterward be counted to ascertain the number of 10s in the heap. Early observers among this people, seeing them count 10 and then set one aside, at the same time pronouncing the word takau, imagined that the word meant 11, and that the ignorant savage was making use of this number as his base. This misconception found its way into the early New Zealand dictionary, but was corrected in later editions. It is only mentioned here because of the wide diffusion of the error, and the interest is as always excited. Aside from the common decimal scale, there exists in the English language and other methods of counting, some of them formal enough to be dignified by the term system, as in the sexagesimal method of measuring time and angular magnitude, the duodecimal system of reckoning, and extensively used in buying and selling. Of these systems, other than decimal, two are noticed by Tyler and commented on at some length, as follows. One is the well-known dicing set, ace, deuce, tray, cater, cinque, size. Thus, size ace is 6-1. Cinques, or cinques, double 5. These came to us from France and correspond with the common French numerals, except ace, which is Latin, as, or, of great philosophical interest, meaning 1. The other borrowed set is to be found in the slang dictionary. It appears that the English street folk have adopted a means of secret communication, a set of Italian numerals from the organ grinders and image sellers, or by other ways through which Italian, or lingua franca, is brought to the low neighborhoods of London. In doing so, they have performed a philological operation not only curious, but instructive. By copying such expressions as due soldi, tre soldi, as equivalent to twopence, threepence, the word salti became a recognized slang term for penny, and pence are reckoned as follows. Unisolti, undi unisoldo. Due soldi. Tu di due soldi. Tre soldi equals tre soldi. Quattro soldi. 44 soldi. Cinque soldi. Cinque soldi. Sei soldi. Sei soldi. Sei ogni soldi o sette soldi. Sette soldi. Sei due soldi o otto soldi. Otto soldi. Sei tre soldi o nove soldi. Nove soldi. Sei quattro soldi o dieci soldi. Dieci soldi. Sei cinque soldi o dieci ogni soldi. Undici soldi. Ogni bionde. Abbiamo sei soldi. Due abbiamo sei soldi or mezza corona, a half crown, mezza corona. One of these series simply adopts Italian numerals decimally, but then the other, when it has reached six, having enough of novelty, makes 7 by 6 1 and so forth. It is for no abstract reason that six is thus made the turning point, but simply because the costermonger is adding pence up to the silver sixpence and then adding pence up again to the shilling. Thus our duodecimal coinage has led to the practice of counting by sixes and produced a philological curiosity, a real scenario notation. In addition to the two methods of counting here alluded to, another may be mentioned which is equally instructive as showing how readily any special method of reckoning may be developed out of the needs arising in connection with any special line of work, as is well known. It is the custom in ocean, lake, and river navigation to measure the soundings by fathom. On the Mississippi River, where constant vigilance is needed because of the rapid shifting of sandbars, a special sounding nomenclature has come into vogue, with which the following terms will illustrate. 5 feet. 5 feet. 6 feet. 6 feet. 9 feet. 9 feet. 10.5 feet. A quarter less twain, i.e. a quarter of a fathom less than 2. 12 feet. Mark twain. 13.5 feet. A quarter twain. 16.5 feet, a quarter less 3. 18 feet, mark 3. 19.5 feet, a quarter 3. 24 feet, deep 4. As the soundings are taken, the readings are called off in the manner indicated in the table, 10.5 feet being a quarter less twain, 12 feet, mark twain, etc. Any sounding above deep 4 is reported as no bottom. In the Atlantic and Gulf waters on the coast of this country, the same system prevails. Only it is extended to meet the requirements of deeper soundings there found, and instead of 6 feet, mark twain, etc., we find fuller expressions by the mark 1, by the mark 2, and so on as far as depth requires. Lixie's example also suggests the older and far more widely diffused method of reckoning at time by bells, a system which 1 bell, 2 bells, 3 bells, etc., mark the passage of time for the sailor as distinctly as the hands of a clock could. The other's example of a similar nature will readily suggest themselves to the mind. Two possible number systems that have, for purely theoretical reasons, attracted much attention are the octenary and the duodecimal systems. In favor of the octenary system, it is urged that 8 is an exact power of 2, or in other words, a large number of repeated halves can be taken with 8 as a starting point without producing a fractional result. With 8 at a base, we should obtain successive halvings, 2, 4, 1. A similar process in our decimal scale gives us 5, 2.5, 1.25. All this is undeniably true, but granting the argument up to the point, one is then tempted to ask, what of it? A certain degree of simplicity would thereby be introduced into the theory of numbers, but the only persons sufficiently interested in this branch of mathematics to appreciate the benefit thus obtained are already trained mathematicians, who are concerned rather with the pure science involved than with the reckoning on any special base. A slightly increased simplicity would appear in the work of stockbrokers and others who reckon extensively by quarters, eighths, and sixteenths. But such men experience no difficulty in whatever performing their mental computations in the decimal system, and they acquire, through constant practice, such quickness and accuracy of calculation that it is difficult to see how octenary reckoning would materially assist them. Altogether, the reasons that have been in past adduced in favor of this form of arithmetic seem trivial. There is no record of any tribe that ever counted by eights, nor is there the slightest likelihood that such a system could ever meet with any general favor. It is said that the ancient Saxons used the octenary system, but how or for what purpose is not stated. It is not to be supposed that this was the common system of counting, for it is well known that the decimal scale was in use as far back as the evidence of language will take us. But the field of speculation into which one is led by octenary scale has proved most attractive to some. and the conclusion that has been soberly reached, that in the history of the Aryan race, the octenary was supposed to be regarded as the predecessor of the decimal scale. In support of this theory, no direct evidence is brought forward, but certain verbal resemblances. Those ignis fatui of the philologist are made to perform the duty of supporting a hypothesis which could have never existed, but for their own treacherous suggestions. Here is one of the most attractive of them. Between the Latin words novus, new, and novem, 9, there exists a resemblance so close that it may be well more than accidental. 9 is, then, the new number, that is, the first number on the new count, of which 8 must have originally been based. Pursuing this thought by investigation into different languages, the same resemblance is found there. Hence, the theory is strengthened by corroborative evidence. In language after language, the same resemblance is found until it is impossible to doubt that prehistoric times 9 was the new number, the beginning of a second tale. The following table will show how widely spread is this coincidence. Sanskrit, Navan, 9, Nava, new. Persian, Nu, 9, Nau, new. Greek, Enil, 9, Neos, new. Latin, Novum, 9, Novus, new. German, Nun, 9, Nu, new. Swedish, Njö, 9, Ni, new. Dutch, Nijen, 9, new, new. Danish, Ni, 9, Ni, new. Icelandic, Nir, 9, new, new. English, 9, 9, new, new. French, Neuf, 9, Nuevo, new. Spanish, Nueve, 9, Nuevo, new. Italian, Nove, 9. Nuovo, new. Portuguese, nove, 9, novo, new. Irish, nai, 9, nos, new. Welsh, na, 9, nud, new. Britain, neves, 9, nuhu, new. The table might be extended still further, but the above examples show how widely diffused throughout the Aryan language is this resemblance. The list is certainly an impressive one, and the student is at first thought tempted to ask whether all these resemblances can possibly have been accidental. But a single consideration weaves the entire argument as though it were a cobweb. All the languages through which this verbal likeness runs are derived directly or indirectly from one common stock, and the common everyday words nine and new have been transmitted from that primitive tongue into all the linguistic offspring, but with little change. Not only are the two words in question akin to each individual language, but they are akin in all the languages. Hence, all these resemblances reduced to a single resemblance, or perhaps identity between the Aryan words for nine and new. This was probably an accidental resemblance, no more significant than any one of the scores of other similar cases occurring in every language. If there were any other evidence of the former existence of an Aryan octonary scale, the coincidence would possess a certain degree of significance. But not a shred has ever been produced which is worthy of consideration. If our remote ancestors ever counted by eights, we are entirely ignorant of the fact, and must remain so until much more is known of their language than scholars now have at their command. The word resemblances noted above are hardly more significant than those occurring in two Polynesian languages, the Fatuvian and the Nakuvian, where nu is associated with the number 7. In the former case, 7 is fitu and nu is fo. In the latter, 7 is hitu and nu is ho. But no one has, because of this likeness, ever suggested that these tribes ever counted by the Senary method. Another equally trivial resemblance occurs in the Togri and the Khamisian languages, thus. Togri, 8, Sitidata, 2 times 4. 9, Namajituma, another. Khamisian, 8. Tsinthide, 2 times 4, 9. Amithun, another. But it would be childish to argue from this fact alone that either 4 or 8 was the number base used. In a recent antiquarian work of considerable interest, the author examines into the question of a former octenary system of counting among the very races of the world, particularly those of Asia, and brings to light much curious and entertaining material respecting the use of this number. Its use and importance in China, India, and Central Asia, as well as among the islands of the Pacific and in Central America, leads him to the conclusion that there was a time, long before the beginning of recorded history, when 8 was the common number base of the world. But his conclusion has no basis in his own material, even. The argument cannot be examined here, but anyone who cares to investigate it can find an excellent illustration of the fact that a pet theory may take complete possession of its originator and reduce him finally to a state of infantile subjugation. Of all the numbers upon which a system could be based, 12 seems to combine in itself the greatest number of advantages. It is capable of division by 2, 3, 4, and 6, and hence admits the taking of halves, thirds, and quarters, and sixths of itself, without the introduction of fractions in the result. From a commercial standpoint, this advantage is very great. So great that many have seriously advocated the entire abolition of the decimal scale, and the substitution of the duodecimal in its stead. It is said that Charles XII of Sweden was actually contemplating such a change in his dominions at the time of his death. In pursuance of this idea, some writers have gone so far as to suggest symbols for 10 and 11, and to recast our entire numeral nomenclature to conform to the duodecimal base. Were such a change made, we should express the first 9 numbers as, at present, 10 and 11, by new single systems, and 12 by 10. From this point, the progression would be regular, as in the decimal scale, only the same combination of figures in the different scales would mean very different things. Thus, 17 in the decimal scale would become 15 in the duodecimal, 144 in the decimal would become 100 in the duodecimal, and 1,728, the cube of the new base, would of course be represented by the figures 1,000. It is impossible that any such change can ever meet with general or even partial favor. So firmly has the decimal scale become entrenched in its position, but it is more than probable that a large part of the world of trade and commerce will continue to buy and sell by the dozen, or gross, or some multiple or fraction of the one or the other, as long as buying and selling shall continue. Such has been the custom for centuries, and such will doubtless be its custom for centuries to come. The duodecimal is not a natural scale, but in the same sense as with the quinary, the decimal, and the vigesimal. But it is a system which is called into being long after the complete development of one of the natural systems, solely because of the simple and familiar fractions to which the base is divided. It is the scale of civilization, just as the three common scales are the scales of nature. But an example of its use was long sought for in vain among the primitive races of the world. Humboldt, in commenting on the number systems of the various peoples he had visited during his travels, remarked that no race had ever used exclusively that best of bases, 12. But it has been recently announced that the discovery of such a tribe had actually been made, and that the Afos of Benai, an African tribe, counted 12 by simple words, and then for 13 say 12-1, for 14 12-2, etc. This report has yet to be verified, but if true, it will constitute a most interesting addition to the anthropological knowledge. End of Chapter 5. Read by David Russell. For Lit2Go, available on the web at fcit.usf.edu.